This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, women killed, children beaten as the Taliban hold 100 Americans hostage. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
According to a senior Republican in Congress, Americans are being held hostage by the Taliban in Afghanistan. United States Representative Michael McCaul, Republican from Texas, told Fox News Sunday that flights are being held because the Taliban wants the United States to recognize the Taliban as an official Afghanistan's legitimate government. Newsweek confirms that more than 100 Americans, along with another 1,500 refugees, were being blocked from flying out even though they were already on planes at the airport. The six private planes were chartered by Christian conservative media host Glenn Beck's Nazarene Fund and Mercury One charity, according to the website. The Taliban grounded the flights after a breakdown in negotiations with the United States State Department, according to an NGO official. Meanwhile, the Taliban is accelerating its reign of terror in Afghanistan, killing and attacking women and even beating children. According to CBN News, one woman who escaped at the last minute with her children asked CBN News to hide her identity because she fears retaliation. Quote, "They were killing, beating women, beating kids in front of my own eyes," she said. "I was seeing the same Taliban that was there 20 years ago. They didn't change. This time they are bold. They are more experienced. They have even more experience to find the people," end of quote. People like her husband, father, and siblings who worked alongside the United States government for years are left behind with no way out of the chaos and violence. She continued, "It is really hard, and in the morning you wake up, you see that you lost everything you achieved in 20 years. We did not achieve them easily. We paid a lot. We paid by our lives." She also regrets not being able to honor her mother's dying wish. "She asked me to help two of my sisters. I was not able to help them. They are not only my sisters, there are millions of women. They paid a lot. They lost everything." Here in the United States, final groups of Afghans have been arriving at Dulles Airport outside of Washington, D.C. They are likely among the last to arrive after the U.S. handed Afghanistan over to the radical Islamic Taliban. Once men, women, and children arrive in Dulles Airport, they are taken to military bases in Virginia to complete processing. Those who need assistance get it. They are the lucky ones. An unknown number of still stranded Americans, along with tens of thousands of Afghan allies, have no way out. Continue to pray for Americans on the ground, leaders of the underground church, and for wisdom for the leaders in the United States government. I'm Angela Donadio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast, where you'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.